Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. Listen, it's May the 30th, 2022, 7:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. And you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet and sometimes the laziest team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, Kenya, East and West Africa, the U.K. and Germany. And my honorary member in India, Karan. Yes, the safest Indian on the planet. He can shake them hips from left to right. Yes. Now, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. That's GUBBARUM.com. Gumba Rum.com. We do have two rums. We have one infused with vanilla and one infused with coconut. We have silver and gold. The CEO of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum, G-U-B-B, Steve Gum. He will be in New Orleans, Louisiana. Yes, indeed, my hometown. Listen, that's my second home, Louisiana. Hey, listen. Steve is going to be in New Orleans, Louisiana, June the 7th through June the 12th. There is going to be a wine and food expo. It's New Orleans Wine and Food Expo. Listen, Gumba Rum is going to be at the expo. That's going to be June the 7th through June the 12th. That's 900 Camp Street. If you do live in one of the parishes in Louisiana, come on down to the Wine and Food Expo and get your little sip on. Now, it's a sip. I keep telling y'all. It ain't a contracept. Contracept gets you drunk. We ain't passing that out, okay? We're not passing out contracept. No, not doing that. Now, listen. I have a special musical showcase for you on today and a musical salute to Shadrick Shed Barnett. My goodness, he got some good stuff. Now, listen, he is a poet from Athens, Georgia. Now, you know I got to push it up to the ATL to Georgia. It's Athens, Georgia, y'all. Now, pay attention. Listen, y'all, get off my float, Tyrion, get off my float. Listen, y'all. Y'all know it's the holiday. So, listen. People that takes care of the children while we working, they ain't come in today. So, I got to babysit and do my job. Now, listen here. Gumba don't mean gum. Get that bottle out your mouth. Gumba is rum. It is not chewing bubble gum, okay? Get it out your mouth, boy. Get that bottle out your mouth. You wait till I play this song. I'm coming over there, and I'm going to give you a West Side pimp slap, okay? Okay, sit down now. Now, listen, I got some bad music on today. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you about Shed Barnett. You know that name Shed reminds me of a fella I used to know. His name was Shed. Now, that was his real name. Now, I'm telling y'all, now I don't want to get on no life lessons. Now, I got something good for you. This is Let's Stay Together. This song is by Shadrick Shed Barnett. Now, it's spoken word, but it's good spoken word. Now, listen, he is just like the walking Al Green. Y'all remember Al Green? Let's stay together, loving you whether times are good or bad, happy or sad. Let's stay together. Now, y'all know I can't sing, but now I sure can't do some entertaining, but I can't sing. So listen. Shed Barnett does spoken word. Now, listen, he is a poet. He ain't no R&B singer or soul or country or rap. Lord, today, I'm going to tell y'all a life lesson about people trying to sing, and they need to be a nurse. Now listen, let me go on with this song. This is Let's Stay Together. Let's Stay Together. Tell us about it. Come on, baby.
Separated, we would do just fine. You would be on your grind, and I would be on mine. If there's money to be made, we would make every dime. Peaceful days and restful nights wouldn't be hard to find. The ladder of success wouldn't be hard to climb. The fruits of our labor would be enjoyed to its rhyme. Separated, we would do just fine. But together, together, together we would leave love prints all over God's green earth. And our vibrations would be noticed beyond the universe. And as far as the workforce, we are the force. Achieving goals and manifesting dreams would be the only course. Of course, you would be loved and put first. Just follow my lead as I follow God, and we won't hunger nor thirst. Separated, we would do just fine. But why do fine when we can do better together? Separated, we would definitely survive. Because we have God's favor on our side. We both understand that failure comes along with pride. And can't never could till it one day tried. Sweat has poured and tears have been cried. But we are the results of when hard work and dedication collide. Separated, we would definitely survive. But together, together, together we will leave love prints all over God's green earth. And our vibrations will be noticed beyond the universe. And as far as the workforce, we are the force. Achieving goals and manifesting dreams would be the only course. Of course, you would be loved and put first. Just follow my lead as I follow God, and we won't hunger nor thirst. Separated, we'll do fine and survive. But why do fine and survive when we can do better together? We can do better together. Let's stay together. Together, we would leave love prints all over God's green earth. And our vibrations will be noticed beyond the universe. And as far as the workforce, we are the force. Achieving goals and manifesting dreams will be the only course. Of course, you will be loved and put first. Just follow my lead as I follow God, and we won't hunger nor thirst. Separated, we'll do fine and survive. But why do fine and survive when we can do better together?
Y'all listen. I like that. See, now, Brother Man understand and know who he is. Woo, Lord. Okay. I ain't trying to quench the Holy Spirit, but I'm telling you that's deep. What he doing is really deep. Woo. Give me a minute, y'all. Give me a minute. I had to breathe for a minute. Now, listen. Y'all know I get excited about good talent. Now, see, the point I want to make is, Brother Man understand the genre in which he is to walk in. You know what I mean? Now, listen, that song was powerful. It was powerful. He's a poet. Now, I like what he is doing. You know, I almost want to take him and do something different. Now, y'all, don't get crazy. Don't get stuff twisted. I'm talking about, you know, he's a poet. You know, he could do a lot of different stand-up, spoken word, of course. You know, a lot of people, everybody's doing rap, but you can't even understand what they're talking about or what they're saying. You know, the thing I like about him, you know, every single word that he is saying, he's a poet. Everything is coming out clear. He has a story. He has a message in what he's delivering. So he's delivering on point, and I like that. Oh, and he know his genre. You know, he's a poet. You know, that's really, really chill. And see, that's some chill stuff right there. A lot of people ain't doing it. So listen, he's in a lane. He know what lane he is to walk in and what lane he is driving, and he's doing very well. Now listen, I don't like when people don't know what lane they're supposed to be in. Now, I was getting ready to tell y'all about a story. A young lady sent me some music. She really needs to be a nurse or a secretary or something. But now I'm telling you, she sounded like a cat banging on a piano. I wish I could play it, but I can't do that. You know, I wouldn't even say her name. I can't play nothing like that. You know, it's just like, I said, what in the world? You know, but people, I can't understand why people are spending money on things and they can't understand they can't do it. I don't understand. Can y'all explain that to me? Can y'all please explain to me why individuals don't know when they can't sing? I don't get it. I say, well, darling, young lady. how many sales you got? Do you have any sales? And she said, well, be honest with you, no, I ain't got no sales. Now, listen, that's a big old red flag. That's just like a big old plane coming in for a great big old landing. You know, it's really like this, y'all. You know how an airplane comes in for the landing on a landing strip, and then a jet, you got the big jets, they land where they supposed to land. So now look here. It's almost like she Tweety Bird and trying to land on a strip where an airplane's supposed to go. That don't work out. That ain't working out. Now listen, if you putting out some material and ain't nobody buying, you ain't made no sales at all. Not one. That's a big old huge wake up call. I say, Lord, today. And she sounded like a cat banging on a piano. And y'all, I don't like to talk about people. It's just the truth. It's just the truth. I ain't gonna play it today. So listen, I got some more music by Shed Barnett. Now, you know something. He know what he's doing, and he's in the right lane. He is doing it very, very, very well. Now, this song, this one that's coming up right now is What You're Saying Now. What You're Saying Now. Y'all check it out. Check it out. Check my man out. Check him out.
What you're saying now. What you're saying now. What you're saying now. What you're saying now. What you saying now? What you saying now? What you saying now? Jen ain't doing nothing with that child. Got him out here in Rolling Ridge, running wild. He'll never see graduation. He's too busy women and money chasing. He'll have babies all over Adam. He thinks life's a joke, just listen to them laughing. Now don't y'all hang around with him. All he gonna do is bring y'all down with him. So what you saying now? When you see me, what you saying now? I love to hear what you saying now. Go ahead and tell me what you saying now. So what you saying now? So what you saying now? When you see me, what you saying now? I love to hear what you're saying now. Go ahead and tell me what you're saying now. So what you're saying now? What you're saying now? Nothing I had a son, huh? Well, you know what they say about the fruit and the tree it falls from. He won't amount to nothing, just like him. An alcoholic that can't keep women, just like him. He won't keep a job, just DUIs, just like him. And you can't trust him, he'll tell you lies, just like him. Well, I accomplished everything y'all said I wouldn't, and achieved everything y'all said I couldn't. What you saying now? When you see me, what you saying now? I love to hear what you're saying now. Go ahead and tell me what you're saying now. So what you're saying now? So what you're saying now? When you see me, what you're saying now? I love to hear what you're saying now. Go ahead and tell me what you're saying now. So what you're saying now? So what you're saying now? No weapon formed against me.
What you're saying now?
Shall prosper.
What you're saying now?
And every tongue that rises against me in judgment, he shall condemn.
What you're saying now?
This is my heritage.
What you're saying now?
Being a servant of the Lord.
What you're saying now?
And my righteousness,
what you're saying,
is for
now.
Him. Remember that. So what you're saying now? When you see me, what you're saying now? I love to hear what you're saying now. Go ahead and tell me what you're saying now. What you're saying now. So what you're saying now? When you see me, what you're saying now? I love to hear what you're saying now. Go ahead and tell me what you're saying now. So what you're saying now? So what you're saying now? When you see me, what you're saying now? I love to hear what you're saying now. Go ahead and tell me what you're saying now. So what you're saying now? So what you're saying now? What you're saying now?
What you're saying now?
What you're saying now? What you're saying now?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That is what you're saying now. Now, listen, that's a powerful message in that particular piece of music. That is a powerful message. And you know something? It's correct. He is correct. You know something? People need to understand. Now, here comes the life lesson. People need to understand and know, you know, to stop using their words as a weapon. But a lot of times people really just ignorant, and they don't understand that their words could be used as a weapon, things that they say out of their mouth. And what he's saying is everything they said about him, you know, everything they said didn't come true. He went the opposite direction. So now he's successful. He did everything and accomplished everything that he was set out to accomplish, you know. And so, like the word say, no weapon formed against him shall prosper. No weapon. It did form and it didn't prosper. You know what I mean? So, you know, people really need to be careful with their words and what they're saying about people. You know what you're saying? You know something. And when it comes to people of God, oh Lord, here I go. When it comes to people of God, these folks really need to be careful about who they put their mouth on. See, listen, let me tell you something. Now that song is really deep and heavy, what you're saying now. See, really, and when folks put out stuff on you, and you know, it ain't the truth, they're just talking to be hearing themselves. They just rattling their jaw, they rattling their jaw. And see, listen, and then the truth of the matter is, when it all comes out, when all the dirt comes out of the wash, they standing there looking crazy and stupid because everything they said wasn't true in the first place. You know what I mean? And so he's saying what you're saying now, because now that the truth done come out, what you got to say now? Did everybody know the truth about what you said was a total lie? You know, and the words you were saying, you know, wasn't true. All the stuff you was trying to build up and say, it wasn't right. That's what he's saying. What you're saying now? That's the name of the song. What you're saying now? And so the whole story that he's saying now, you know, it's like everything they said about him, you know, when he was growing up or whatever, you know, things that they said, he would never do this, he would never accomplish that, you never mount, whatever they said, it didn't come to fruition because, see, look, he's a man of God. He's in the Word. See, when you got the Word of God in you, if you're going to prosper. You know what I mean? You're going to prosper. So, listen, he said, no weapon formed against him shall prosper, and it didn't prosper because he's doing very well. And that's the whole premise of what he's saying in that piece of music, what you're saying. And that was good stuff. That was good stuff. That was powerful, y'all. That's powerful. And the lady came in at the end. She started saying, what you saying? See, look, then when the truth come out, you ain't got nothing to say. That's the point. That's the whole point of what he's saying. You ain't got nothing to say. Now, your mouth is quiet. Everything is quiet. Your lips is shut. Your tongue done got twisted all up in a knot. That's what he's saying. What you saying? What you got to say now? That I have accomplished everything that you said I wouldn't accomplish. So what he's saying is, well, what you got to say now? What you say? That's all he's saying. That's what Brother Man's saying. So listen, that is Brother Man, Shed Barnett. Woo! He done come down home with it on today. Listen, y'all pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. Listen. And what he have is really different, and I like that. I like that. You know, it makes you sit and listen and think about what he's saying. He's delivering a message in his music. He's delivering a message, and it's a powerful message at that, and we all need to take a listen. Take a listen, good people. So now, listen, I'm up out of time now. It's going to be a special musical salute and showcase for him. That's Mr. Shed Barnett, Brother Barnett, going on today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. Yes, yes, yes. And I like what he's doing. It's really great. Now, let me tell you something. Also with the music, he also has as well, and the name of his book is Finally Out of the Bedroom. Ooh, I wonder what's that all about, Finally Out of the Bedroom. Ooh, Lord. Now, y'all know I like anything, but I ain't going to get on that number. And then also he has poetic storytelling and 4 albums. One is entitled Now That I've Got Your Attention and Blessed to Be a Lady and Go Ahead, Shed, and For the Love in You. Woo-hoo! I got to find out more about that. Listen, y'all, I got to get on up out of here now. Brother Shed, you done lit a match. Now you done lit, you know, I got a little fire going. You got some fire going around here. And so listen, y'all better come back tomorrow and find out what's going to be going down on Fierce Female Network. But Brother Shed Barnett is going to be hot. It's been a stone cold blast. I got to get on up out of here, but I will be back on tomorrow.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning. You know they hate it. Hold up.
Fierce. Fierce.